I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. lawmakers are now seeking to ban new sales of drones from two dominant Chinese manufacturers. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers argue those drones present a national security risk and could be used to spy on U.S. citizens, while the low-cost models are hurting the U.S. drone industry. But there are those in sectors of the U.S. economy, like agriculture, where drones are used for practical purposes on a daily basis, who argue a total ban could be a knee-jerk reaction that could hurt the U.S. economically. North Carolina farmer Russell Hedrick is one of those who said he needs lawmakers to consider all sides before imposing such a ban.
If they're going to start taking away the tools, whether it be drones, chemistry, how we apply fertilizer, if they're going to make a law that affects farming, they better think at the end of the day that they might be crippling our farm economy.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Some former U.S. military officials are proposing that Washington use a joint agreement between the U.S. and Taiwan as a tool to curb Chinese aggression against the self-ruled island. The U.S.-Taiwan Acquisition and Cross-Servicing Agreement allows the Defense Department to exchange supplies, services, and logistical support with its partners and allies. The officials are proposing leveraging the ACSA to allow U.S. military jets to refuel in Taiwan as a clear demonstration of Washington's resolve to protect the island. President Joe Biden recently authorized up to $571 million in Defense Department materials, services, and military training for the self-ruled island. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and has vowed to bring it under Beijing's control by any means necessary, including military force. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry on Monday urged the U.S. to stop arming Taiwan, asserting that the island is part of China's, quote, internal affairs. Israel's defense minister has confirmed that Israel assassinated Hamas's top leader last summer and is threatening to take similar action against the leadership of the Houthi rebel group in Yemen. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The comments appeared to mark the first time that Israel has acknowledged killing Ismail Haniyeh, who died in an explosion in Iran in July. Israel Katz says the Houthis will meet a similar fate as the other members of the Iranian-led alliance in the region. He also noted that Israel has killed other leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah and helped topple Syria's Bashar Assad and destroyed Iran's anti-aircraft systems. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. House Ethics Committee released a lengthy report Monday alleging that former Representative Matt Gaetz regularly paid for sex, including once with an underage girl, as well as purchasing and using illicit drugs as a member of Congress. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
The 37-page report includes explicit details of sex-filled parties and vacations that Gaetz took part in from 2017 to 2020 while representing Florida. The findings conclude he violated multiple state laws related to sexual misconduct while in office. Gaetz has denied all wrongdoing. He has filed a lawsuit seeking to block release of the report, which he says contains untruthful and defamatory information. Gaetz was nominated by President-elect Trump to be Attorney General before withdrawing from consideration. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Former U.S. President Bill Clinton was admitted to a Washington, D.C. hospital Monday after developing a fever. The 78-year-old Clinton has faced numerous health issues in recent years. He underwent quadruple bypass surgery in 2004 after experiencing prolonged chest pains and shortness of breath. Clinton had surgery in 2005 for a partially collapsed lung and had a pair of stents implanted in a coronary artery in 2010. For the third consecutive year, the Associated Press has named Japanese baseball star Shohei Ohtani as its Male Athlete of the Year. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
In his first season with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani hit 54 home runs and knocked in 130 runs. For the first time, he got to play in the postseason. Ohtani put up these huge batting numbers with an injured shoulder that prevented him from pitching. Through an interpreter, Ohtani tells the AP the goal is to return to the mound in 2025. I'm Ed Donahue.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.